On May 14, 1948, in Tel Aviv, David Ben-Gurion said, "We hereby proclaim the establishment of the Jewish state in Palestine to be called Israel, and the validity of that proclamation has been challenged by Israel's enemies ever since. But to Jews around the world, Israel is a nation whose roots go back not decades, but thousands of years." This Sunday, Maui's Beit Shalom Synagogue will screen a documentary film called Body and Soul, The State of the Jewish Nation, that offers a historical perspective on that beleaguered country. And Beit Shalom's Hannah Rose tells us more. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Chris.
Why is this an important story to tell and a story to tell now?
Well, I think it's important on a couple counts. One, there's just so much misinformation out there. Some of it is propaganda, media distortions, and to be honest, the generation currently doesn't really know the history of the Jewish nation, particularly its ancient history.
Because most people would say, well, since 1948, right?
Yes, that's where they pretty much pick up the story, but it actually goes back for more than 3,000 years.
And how is that, how is that supported in the film, or how is it supported just in general?
Well, in the film itself, Gloria Greenfield has done an excellent job of bringing together over 36 academics and experts in political science, archaeology, international law, and the media to just bring forward an undeniable case for the historical connection between the Jewish people and the land of Israel that goes back at least 3,000 years.
Well, you referred to media distortions earlier. What are some? What would you consider a media distortion?
Well, I think that the a classic example is just recently the UN has passed a resolution 2334, which denies the historical connection of the Jewish people to Jerusalem and the Temple Mount in particular. And, of course, the media has backed that up and kind of promotes one side of the story. And it seems to ignore the historical connection of the Jewish people to this area.
The media have backed it up. I mean, that sounds as if the media were a single unit. And I'm sure there have to be several different perspectives out there, aren't there?
You're right, Chris. I mean, it's not it's just the overall consensus seems to see that they portray Israel more as the strong oppressor against the weaker Palestinian people, rather than bringing a more balanced perspective of what's really going on. I'm afraid that sometimes that the media picks up on the emotional side of the story and doesn't really back it up with the facts of the matter.
Well, that's kind of in the nature of, you know, headline-driven journalism. I mean, obviously, the UN announcement was a story, and you know, when you present that story, it's hard to not make that seem like maybe like an opinion piece, especially when you don't get the other side. But that's what this film is intended to do, essentially, provide a wider perspective. Is that right?
Absolutely. It just addresses some of the distortions and tries to present Israel's side of the story and back it up with facts. You know, let's kind of put our emotional differences aside and let's really look at the history. Let's look at the facts historically, legally, on, you know, many different levels. Let's just see what is the truth of the matter. And that's what Gloria Greenfield has strive to do in this film. In fact, her production company, Doc Emmett Productions, is their motto is truth in film. So we're trying to portray the truth here. So we, you know, you cannot bring peace by basing things on emotional arguments. You have to look at the facts and work from there on a solid foundation of truth.
Sadly, it often seems to me, Hannah, that in today's media environment that facts aren't nearly enough, you know?
Well, facts don't always sell, you know, emotional things. You know, you need something exciting and emotional and a cause for the people to rally behind. That's what sells. That's what the media tends to focus on. And I'm not saying all of them. Obviously, you guys, which I'm very thankful, are willing to look at the other side and acknowledge Israel's history in this area. But most media just seems to go with what headlines are really going to capture the people and get the audience.
Well, I mean, that's admittedly a failing of you know, 24-hour news cycles. But in the documentary, Hannah, what kind of evidence is presented?
Wow. Well, there are, it covers like 3,000 years of history of the Jewish people in this area. They're going to cover the archaeological evidence. There are world-renowned historians that are interviewed. It's kind of a documentary here of just showing the facts, and also brings in international law, because there were many laws that were enacted even before the state of Israel was formed or reformed in 1948 that give it undeniable legal rights to this land according to international law. And so these things are all brought out in the film.
You would think that rights that you describe as undeniable wouldn't be so widely denied. But there seem to be some ancient conflicts in play here.
There are definitely ancient conflicts in play here, but there's also, beyond that, we're kind of witnessing a renewed intellectual assault on the Jewish state. And the BDS movement is a classic example of that, the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, where they're trying to delegitimize the Jewish state.
Well, we wish you, luck in getting your message out, Hannah, and thanks very much for telling about this.
Thank you very much, Chris. I hope everybody will show up, this Sunday night at the Jewish Congregation of Maui. That's in Kihei.
We'll send people your way. Hannah Rose is a member of the Beit Shalom Synagogue in Kihei, Maui. It'll present a free screening of the documentary Body and Soul, The State of the Jewish Nation. That's this Sunday at 6:30 p.m.